You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
In the Midbar Sinai, so they were commanded to prepare themselves, and then we see the meeting was at Mountain of Sinai. And we learn that the reason that Ribbono Shel Olam vested his glory on Har Sinai because he was humble. So then we learn. So, if Har Sinai stepped aside and did not brag that the Torah would be given at his location, so Ribbono Shel Olam could give the Torah in a valley. And we learn to be a valley, that means you think of yourself as nothing. It's not a big deal to be humble. The task here is, and the challenge, when you feel like a mountain, so then if you can be humble, then you're really humble. That means if you feel you're wise, you have wealth, you recognize. So now, in such a cases, if you stay humble, so that means you're real humble. But if you know, feel, you know, what do I have? What am I? I have nothing. And that's not true. But still, to be humble in such a case is not a big deal. So that's one thing that we see. Ribbono Shel Olam picked Har Sinai. Why? Because it was Har. It was a mountain. But still, we stayed aside. Then, Hashem Baruch Hu picked this location to give the Torah. So now, the other question, obviously, you have. What's the question you have?
Why only in Mount Sinai?
Ah, beautiful. Hashem Baruch Hu. So after Ribbono Shel Olam rested his glory on Har Sinai, and then he gave the Ten Commandments. So what happened to Har Sinai?
Quiet.
No, would they able to go climbing, hiking?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't there. Well, why? What happened?
No?
Yeah, at the time. Yeah, before and the time, you were not supposed to go close to it. And it was emphasized that it's going to be great punishment. But afterwards, just became a regular mountain?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes? Who said yes? Somebody said yes? How could it be? Ribbono Shel Olam rests his glory on a mountain, and then afterwards, it's just like nothing happened. How could be such a thing? You understand?
At that moment, for what it did, it deserved and it got its reward. But that doesn't mean it's continuous unless you do the work continuously to get that support to become again the last thing.
You know, it's very interesting that Kohanei HaKodesh, when they give us blessing, and then people go toward them to touch their talit or to shake hands with them, right? Is that true?
Yes.
Or people that get an aliyah to Torah, you see, they go, you know, they go around, and then because they became kadosh, right? So they give brachot to everybody. Why they do this? You follow?
At that moment, they were connected to.
So what's the difference between them and Har Sinai? If the kohen is the intermediate that gives us the bracha. So then you go and then you grab his bracha, right? You shake hands with them. Or those that go after Sefer Torah, exactly the same thing. You follow? You listening?
That's the way we think about it.
No, Chas v'shalom. That's the fact of the matter. When Kohen goes up to Duchan, obviously, he has something in his pocket. I mean, don't search in his pocket. But that's why he shakes hands with you, no? Because he became Kadosh. Or people that go up to Sefer Torah. When he goes up to Sefer Torah, you see, he goes around and then gives bracha to everybody, right? Not only that, when you say Shema, what do? You put your hand on your face. Yeah. So after you finish to say Shema, what do you do with your hand?
Kiss it!
Eh? Well, how come all of a sudden your hand became kissable? Huh? Huh? Because when you said Shema, so because you said Shema, your hand became kadosh. So say Shema all day. Say Shema Israel. No? Yeah? See?
Yeah.
Now this is not that what we think. Are you listening? That's how the fact of the matter here is.
No, but what should happen to the Har Sinai?
Say Kadosh! When Hashem rested His Shekhinah, like Beit HaMikdash, Har HaBayit, at this moment, you cannot go up to Har HaBayit. Because when the Beit HaMikdash was built, so it stayed Kadosh forever and ever and ever and ever. So now, even today, right now, you cannot go up to Har HaBayit. It's asur. It's forbidden. So
when the Shekhinah Shoreh is present, then that entity is Kadosh.
Same thing with now. Okay. We don't have Beit HaMikdash, but you cannot go up to Har HaBayit.
Because the Shekhinah is not Shoreh there right now.
No! On the contrary, you cannot go because it's still Kadosh. No, it says Bimshoch Hayovel. Only when you see the sound of the blowing of the shofar, you cannot go. But afterwards, v'chavod. Why? No, that's the whole point. Because the restriction was only at the time. Yaroyare says that you're going to be severely punished. But afterwards, that was a. You follow? Yeah, the mountain.
The mountain showed its glory being rolled up with the old flowers, and it was.
I know, but Hashem rested His Shekhinah.
Yes.
So as I explained, so the same thing with the Kohen, same thing with the one that goes up to Sefer Torah, same thing with Har HaBayit at the time of that the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, you still the Kadosh. No, afterwards that's it. No, afterwards that's it. It was gone. So now here, Marav Rabotai, Kala Kadosh. Listen carefully. Tavajo, Simu Lev. Here, Tavajo Hashem is teaching us a very, very important lesson. Anything that is given to you as a gift, it's called Matana, as a Hadiyah, is only momentarily. It's temporarily. So then afterwards it's gone. But something that you do and work on with toil and effort stays forever. Beit HaMikdash, the Kedusha stays forever. A Kohen, when he goes to Duchan, becomes Kadosh. The one that makes the Aliyah, he walks to the Sefer Torah and says, Baruch Atah Hashem Kevin HaOlam, Hashem HaChalbanu, this is Kadosh. But Har Sinai that Hashem rested is Shekhinah on the mountain. Har Sinai did anything?
No,
he didn't do nothing. So Hashem places Shekhinah on the mountain. Afterwards, it was finished. I mean, if you work on it, it stays forever. But it's just given to you, it's not going to last. And it's a very interesting point that we see that in Parshat Yitro, why we call it Parshat Yitro? Because He made an effort to become a Yehudi. So instead of calling the parashat Matan Torah, Matan Torah, or Aseret HaDibarot, you call it parashat Yitro. Was Yitro at Matan Torah?
No.
One more time. Was he present at Matan Torah?
No.
No? How could it be? You call the parasha Yitro, but he was not at Matan Torah. How could it be? He was not there. It says, Vayishalach Moshe et Choteno. Says, Bechavot. We'll see you later.
Yitro did the work. He accepted, even though he wasn't present, that he accepted it, he changed it, he did the work.
I know, why didn't give it the honor, all the sacrifice that he did, right? He gave up many, many, many things, right? So now you tell him, no, Bechavot, give him an invitation to come. No? Afterwards. No, the idea is he came before or after. No, he was not there. There's no such idea. The only difference of opinion is, did he come before or after? But at the time, he was not there. But why? Yalgot Shimoni says, you're listening?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ribono Shalom said, my children, 210 years, they went through suffering. But this gentleman, he was not, he was not gone through any suffering. He did not have any yisurin. So whoever that had yisurin, he can be present at Matan Torah. But this gentleman that did not have yisurin, he cannot be at Matan Torah. He said, send them home. He sent them home. Why? Because that he didn't go through
Yisurin.
So that means when you go through Yisurin, you can be honored to see the Shekhinah, to speak to Hashem. But if everything is easy, comfortable, you're not invited to see the Shekhinah.
Why Moshe didn't go to Yisurin? He was in the king of palace, has the king, and then...
No, come. I'll give you the answer. Come. So now why? Because Rashbi Alav Shalom is telling us, Ribono Shalom gave us three matanot. What are the matanot? Matanot. What's the three gifts that we have? We have Eretz Yisrael, Olam Haba, and Torah. Those are three matanot, gifts that Hashem given us. And Rashbi Alav Shalom, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, tells us, that these three matanot you cannot attain unless you go through Yisurim. Eretz Yisrael, you still go through Yisurim. Olam Haba, the world to come, you have to go through Yisurim. To learn Torah, you have to Yisurim. But why? You give me this matana, then I go through Yisurim. And the answer here is Eretz Yisrael, the Ir HaKodesh. It's Oir HaKodesh. It's not physical. Olam Haba is not physical. Torah is not physical, but we are physical. We are human beings. To be able to attain something that is not physical, you have to take out your physicality out of your system. And how? Good students. So that means to be able to attain these gifts, you have to give up the physicality. How? Through
Yisurin.
That means you have to become the same compatible aspect. And that is, you have to become ruchni, spiritual. You have to go to attain to spirituality through the Yisurin. Hashem is Ikenov, to Niskev, this matanot the karob, Niskev Yeshuot, the salat avot, Amen, Keratzot.
Hallelujah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.